from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Wake up, man.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Hello. This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to Steiny and Drew on 95.7 The Game.
You know
Take
what?
It away, Steiny.
Thank you, Kevon. And leave it to Kevon Looney to straighten things out.
That was a brain fart from Spadano.
That's all right. Kevon Looney. We haven't even talked about him. He may be gone. That'll happen. There's going to be, I'll tell you what, I heard Willard yesterday, and he was right. He said something like, already mid-June. July is coming. It is coming, and there will be action with the Warriors.
Yes, sir.
Chris Paul's got to figure some stuff out. No, I'm sorry. The Warriors have to figure some stuff out with Chris Paul.
That boy, Spadone.
And they have to figure some stuff out with Kevon Looney. And I guess, I mean, I don't know what there's to figure out with Gary Payton. If I'm Gary Payton, there's nothing to figure out. Hey, guys, I'm coming back for $9.3 million.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I was him, I would consider opting out to sign a longer tenured deal. Because you might not get another one.
No, I hear you there. But if I'm the Warriors, do I want to know he's coming off at the end of the year? Or do I want to know that he's going to be on our team for the next three, even if it's $5 million a year?
When he plays, he's productive. He also happens to be the best friend of number 30.
Gary Payton the second?
Oh, they're tight, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Kind of like you and Goo, you know, attached at the hip.
Since when?
I feel like since he got here. Ever since Steph was okay with not having Avery Bradley.
Well, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why Clay wants to leave, is because Peyton the Second's his best friend now. And it used to be Clay.
Hang out.
Let's go to Eric in Oakland.
Come on.
What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much. Hey. Just, just working.
Not much. I did want to chime in and give my opinion on Clay Thompson real quick.
All right.
You know, I think Clay, it might be time for us. As painful as it is, he's given up his greatest memories and greatest times, fourth quarter Clay or whatever, but it might be time for us to move forward. A change of scenery might be best for Clay, You know, the last two seasons, I saw a lot of shoulder dropping. I didn't see the confident Clay anymore. Mm. You know, obviously, he's lost a step, you know, because of the ACL and the Achilles, you know. But at the end of the day, I think that it might be better for the rest of his career. Now, if he can come back at, like, around 15 per, I don't mind doing that. You know, just for nostalgia purposes, but he has to come off the bench. I think he can be a starter somewhere else. I think a team that we're witnessing in the finals right now that they can use a spot-up shooter is Dallas. And I hate to see him go there, but for him, I like, you know, him, Dallas. I think there was also rumblings of Philadelphia,
yep.
You know, and maybe Los Angeles, you know, something like that. But I think Dallas and Philly will be a perfect spot for him. And then he can still bring a championship mentality. And, you know, those teams are on the cusp of even winning the championship. But as long as they can get a veteran in the locker room, you know, with his type of clutch shooting and stuff like that. So they can use a guy like that.
Appreciate it, Eric. Eric said something interesting, and I actually agree with him that Clay could go somewhere. Clay could go somewhere and start, or let's say
you break your mic.
No, it just unscrewed. Just talk for a second.
So you broke it.
No, I think
you can also turn it off while you're twisting that thing back on.
All right.
Give me the baton.
Son of a gun.
All right, so...
let me get Jordan in.
So you agree that Clay, it sounds like, could go somewhere else and be better, or, you know, kind of like level up a little bit? Yeah, well, it's a handheld mic now, Steiny.
Here's what I'm saying is...
oh, my God.
It's funny that we say Clay could be a starter on the Philadelphia 76ers.
Like three times.
And the Orlando Magic, two teams that made the playoffs, but he can't... why can't he start on the Warriors? They're not even a playoff team. You know what I mean?
Because there might be someone else that could start for him, and we've already seen that. I mean, yeah, like, I think he can still start for the Warriors. The question is that his best role? Is that his best role wherever he goes? I think, I don't know. I guess I disagree with you and the caller from this standpoint. I do think that Golden State is still the best place for Clay. Like, I do. I don't think that if Clay Thompson has the type of season that he did this last year, where there's some pouting, there's a roller coaster ride of productivity, and there's a looming contract decision, I don't think he gets as much of the benefit of the doubt anywhere else in the country. Now, a lot of people might feel like, you know, there are people that kind of turned on him over time, and that might be true, but that percentage is far less significant here than it is anywhere else. And I just think if Klay Thompson goes somewhere else and he continues to decline or not play as well or be inefficient and has a slow start to his season, which in all probability will because that's what he does, I just feel like he's going to be on an island somewhere. And it's not going to be a place that he's comfortable. It's not going to be a place that's going to regard him as a four-time champion. It's going to be a place that is expecting him to come in and help immediately because that's in all likeliness why they're paying him the money that they're going to pay him this summer. I think you're right that Draymond Green would be less serviceable on, you know, fewer teams than Klay Thompson. But Klay Thompson, the best place for him is still Golden State. And not just for basketball purposes.
I don't think he thinks that, though, anymore. And that's kind of what we're getting at. You know, it's funny because when Goose here, you know, I hate to paint stuff in extremes, but so I look at it this way. If you're going to move on from Klay Thompson, you got to move on from Klay Thompson. If it's the best thing for the Golden State Warriors, you got to do it. But I guess what bothers me on some level is that he's the guy who drew the short stick in a way. For example, to me, the Warriors are just as far now from winning a title as they were last year at this time.
Well,
that's just what I thought and what I think. And they signed Draymond Green. They re-signed Draymond Green because they thought they could still win a title. And they're not going to sign Klay Thompson now because they might think their championship window's closed. And under that scenario, I feel like, well, Klay's getting screwed because you guys, Warriors, made a mistake by thinking you were better than you were at the beginning of the year. If you would have acknowledged where you were and assessed correctly, then Klay would be sitting in a totally different spot than he is right now.
It also might mean if they hadn't assessed themselves as being contenders at the beginning of this year, they might be more inclined to move off of him.
Wait, say that again?
I think if the Warriors didn't believe that this group coming into the season could make some noise, they'd be more inclined to get off of Klay. They'd be more inclined to just start moving pieces and enter a full rebuild. If they really didn't think that they're very close, I think that's more of an incentive to start stripping down to bare parts, which would include Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Like, why else would you keep him around if you didn't think you'd be competitive with him?
Because he's a champion. That's the answer.
But I think that you can make the same case for that now. You keep him around because he's a champion.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happening, and I don't know what's going to happen with Klay Thompson. You know what? I'm going to do a segue here because this has me thinking. So George Kittle was asked about a Super Bowl mulligan.
And yes, I get it on the Dan Patrick Show.
Okay,
2 days ago.
I got to hear this because I haven't heard it.
How many turnovers do we have? Just one.
Yeah, I think.
I think we could pull off that turnover. I think that's a different.
But when you look back on that turnover, it's right in front of you.
Behind me, but yes.
Behind, okay. Near you.
But yeah, it was, yeah. I mean, ball bounced on the ground, something behind me I can't see. Super unfortunate.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the play where Kittle was doing something or talking? And
he didn't have McCaffrey's head, he didn't have his head up, yeah. It was, but Dan Patrick. With the sledgehammer. Ah, you hate to see it. You really do.
What would you, if the Golden State Warriors had a mulligan, what would they do? I know what I'd do.
Yeah, I know what you'd do.
Well, I think most people would do that.
What? Not re-sign Draymond?
Correct. I think at the Golden
I think there's a lot of people that still would.
Oh, I think if as long as George Kittle brought it up, it's not a hypothetical.
I think it was one play, which makes it a little different than like a transaction. Like if there was one play, like in a final, obviously, because I was going to the Iguodala, like dunking it instead of trying to lay it up. That's what I would have gone to. But that's interesting you brought it to that.
No, I was actually thinking more of a... Yeah, I know he was asked about the game. I was thinking more of a transactional thing. But I bet you...
If you're going to go down to a situational thing, I think a mulligan... I think they should have suspended Draymond for hitting pool.
Oh.
I think that's a singular mulligan that the Warriors would want back.
Yeah, I would... I bet you they would want the four-year contract back. I'll bet you most fans would say that if I told Warrior fans, hey, you got a mulligan, a transactional mulligan, what do you think it would be? Don't draft LaMelo Ball instead of Wiseman?
Draft anybody else. I mean, at this point, seriously, because they might be on the team. It's funny, though, because, again, I believe if Draymond's, if they didn't re-sign him, I think that this offseason, the choice about Klay Thompson's very clear. You don't bring him back.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I'm with you there. And that's why, and I've said this before, and I can't put it into words perfectly, but there's just something that doesn't sit well with me that Klay's maybe the first guy to go. After everything that's happened, and here's why I look at Klay's injury and...
Injuries,
and people come down two ways on it. One is, well, the Warriors paid him for not playing for 2 years. I look at it as, yes, he got paid, but they're guaranteed contracts in the NBA, plain and simple. I look at a guy that suffered a debilitating injury and then another debilitating injury and came back and is doing the best he can, and he's the guy who's gone. Not the guy who year in and year out has been an issue over the course of the long haul.
But you're also the guy that doesn't believe in participation trophies.
I know.
So, what do you mean? So you just said that Klay Thompson's working. And he's trying real hard.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's trying really hard. You know, he's tough. Yeah, that's real life. Sorry, that's called sports. All right, when you're not very good anymore, people don't want to pay you. Like, that's, you know, if you had 2 years of bad radio, you wouldn't be on radio. Like, you wouldn't have a job.
Don't throw softballs to the listener.
No.
Because they'll hammer me there if you say that.
I think we got a lot of diehards that would turn it the other way. But no, seriously, like, Mad Dog said it about Farhan. If you have 5 bad years in radio out of 6, you're fired. You know, I think that's a big reason why people don't trust the Giants, because there's been 5 out of 6 down years or mediocre years, and it doesn't look like it's changing anytime soon. That's why people are into the Niners, because even though they haven't won a Super Bowl, they've shown themselves to make correct, smart decisions that have resulted in wins. The Warriors used to be in that place, and they're not anymore. And I think the trust that people have in ownership in the front office will continue to wane the more and more they lose, unless they turn things around.
See, are you proud of yourself?
What do you mean? Oh.
Are you proud of yourself?
Or the 510?
Sonny's had about a decade of bad radio.
No, that's not true.
I have, but... Keep in mind.
I didn't want to open Pandora's box.
It hasn't been a consecutive decade. I did get fired during the last 10 years.
You made the playoffs 5 times. You know, you on and off. You never had a bad stretch. You know.
I don't know that I have.
You never went full Sacramento.
Let's go to Hex. Hex is on Route 80. Where's 80?
I-80?
Is that the one that does the sack?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. How you doing, Hex?
You're on it every day.
I just thought 580. All you, Hex, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mine's real simple. And because I think all of us are about championships, if there's one thing, obviously this can extend to other stuff, I would have had somebody tackle Draymond when he had the teabag incident with LeBron, because if that didn't happen, they would have won another championship.
They very well might have. They very well might have. And you know what's funny is
there's consequences to that too.
Yeah, this is what I want to make two comparisons.
George Kittle got a mulligan. We're giving the Warriors one.
Steiny's been teetering on sports radio for a while. Keep it up. 888-957-9570.
It's a wrap.
You're still shooting above the average. Okay.
He's too old. This fish is stinking from the head.
Oh, my God. Spadone.
Oh, man.
Coming
all right, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. I want you to try to think about it. Of course, the goal is always to win a title. Yeah. But I'm looking at the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. So let's just say hypothetically. Let's just say hypothetically that the Giants continue to be a 500 team. But they finish 81-81,
yeah.
But they're the third wild card, okay? All right? Now, of course, when the playoffs start, people are going to be interested, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's say they make a run and they get to the World Series and lose.
Yeah.
My thing is this. They still will not have generated excitement over the course of this season until, let's say, the last month. You know, the last month, playoffs, and the last 2 weeks of the season.
Interest for the average fan.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So the year is just, we're 500. I've maintained to this day that even though the Warriors lost in 15,
mm-hmm.
that it still was the greatest regular season of all time.
Literally.
Correct. And while it was a gut punch to lose Game 7, and everybody was super disappointed, and we still look back on it as a monster disappointment, it does not take away from 6 months of something that was absolutely, positively incredible. You know what I mean? Like, I actually look at it, you know, it was the greatest 6 months of all time watching sports. And I had three, you know, they had 5 days of disappointment. Like, I'm taking that.
Well, you're taking the greatest.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that disappointment theoretically should be infinitely, you know, it's infinitely more heartbreaking than if the Giants go 81-81 and don't make, you know, lose the World Series.
What if the Giants like won the World Series, though?
Well, I'm just comparing them to the Warriors who didn't win it that year.
No, but I think the reason why it's 6 months of all-time interest is because we've never seen it before and we'll probably never see it again. You see 500 seasons all the time. So, like, yeah, you're right. There's going to be more interest over 6 months because what preceded the 73 wins? Not 73 wins.
Right.
Like, they won a championship the year before. That put the limelight on the Warriors, and they followed it up with the greatest regular season of all time. My point is, I think it's unfair to compare middling seasons, even if they result in the postseason, to an all-timer. I think that's the biggest issue that people have with, at least when I've talked to friends, the biggest issue that a lot of Bay Area sports fans have is that there have been so many Pantheon players to come through this area, and right now, there really isn't one. Like, Curry's still here, but he's obviously not as great, and the Warriors aren't as great as they used to be. People are looking for the next thing. People are looking for the next Pantheon player because that's what the Bay Area has produced almost in lockstep for the last, like, 40 years. I mean, there's always been somebody that's been an all-timer.
All right, let me ask
and
you
we don't
this.
Know who that next player is going to be.
All right, let me ask Warrior fans this.
Or team.
Because I'm the king of this.
Mm-hmm.
Hypotheticals. I can offer you a deal right now. If you tell me if you take it. You ready?
Love deals.
All right.
Except with the devil.
Warrior fans, you're taking this deal right now. Tell you what. I'll give you the 2016 title. I'll give you the title when you went 73-9. But I got to take 2022 away from you. Are you doing it?
Nope.
You're not?
No.
Oh, my God. I would do that in a heartbeat if I were the Warriors or if I were God.
Well, but I'm also assuming that Kevin Durant doesn't come to the Bay.
See, I'm assuming that if you take the 2022 title away from the Warriors, we are so much further ahead right now in terms of getting back to championship contention.
But that was the least expected one.
I know.
That's why the 2016 one hurt, is because you did expect it. You expected them just to run roughshod. Like, it 5 years to the day is when the Warriors completed their 2017 title. When they went 16-1 with Kevin Durant. That was historic. But the first couple rounds of the postseason, I don't know if people were that locked in.
Carter? I had Espinoni, but he doesn't care. Carter? I'm giving
Evan
you...
Evan said it perfectly.
I'm
me.
Giving you 2016, but I'm taking 2022. You then, as a Warrior fan, can lay claim, without any argument, to having the greatest team of all time.
Yeah, but you don't get the Durant years.
Okay, under my scenario, no. Under my scenario, you still ended up with four titles, however it happens.
If I still end up with four, yes, yeah. Because then that would be four in a row.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I would take four successive consecutive championships. Yes, that would cement you as the greatest team.
Oh, you guys were looking
ever.
Oh, you guys were looking at it as though that's it. They only got two.
Yeah.
No, I would say basically afterwards the same thing happens.
Well, yeah, I'd take four in a
Let's
row.
Let's say it wasn't four in a row. Let's say it was four and five.
I'd probably still take that.
Would
yeah.
you really?
Yeah. I think Kevin Durant joined the Warriors because they didn't win the championship.
Well, he joined the Warriors because he was gutless. That's why. Make sure that goes viral.
By the way, anytime that Steiny emphasizes the word gutless, I know all the P1s know. For anybody out there that's wondering,
thank you.
He doesn't mean it.
Exactly.
That's the whole point.
Thank you. All right.
Unless he's talking about,
Talking.
Nah, I just
It was wrong.
Yeah.
Trying to think who I would say is... That's a tough word, gutless.
Number 23.
Number 23. I wouldn't say it. Nah.
Michael Jordan.
What about him?
Oh, everybody thought I was talking about Draymond.
I'd take it in a heartbeat. To have the best team ever in NBA history, I'll take it. Anyway, just some food for thought. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings was out and about last night.
Oh,
now, he was...
Boy, was I.
Everything in moderation.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So he was chipper this morning. It wasn't like that. Somebody, a patron at an establishment said something to Evan.
A peer.
Would you have a truly?
Similar age group. I wasn't working there.
And I'm going to ask, Evan was shocked, put it that way. I'll get to Rich and Robert on the other side, but wait till you hear what a 30-year-old told Evan, which... You tell me if he's onto something.
I was flabbergasted.
Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Plus, an hour away from your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Alameda County Fair, all on 95.7 The Game. And coming up in a half hour, Odyssey Major League Baseball insider Brett Boone's going to join us on 95.7 The Game. Are you going to have a little salad, some beans, a touch of pasta, some chicken, spaghetti? Give me the meat. Give me the meat.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Pause. Jeez, I don't even know what I'm saying half the time. Okay, I need help from my peeps. That would be a listener. I want if you can get to YouTube, if you can get to the YouTube the YouTube channel, 95.7 The Game stream.
Yeah,
get there because I'm gonna hold up to the camera.
Oh God,
a photo and. I need help. This is a flat-out mystery. So I'm flying back. I'm flying back from Philly to San Francisco on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going, hey, Midwest, the plains, the Great Plains. And I love those things now you can do with the front seat where you can see where the plane is.
Wait, what?
Flight tracker.
Where do you sit?
I said I was in 31F. I'm a man of the people.
Economy?
No, you're not. Oh, worse than economy. You know the things that are in the seat in front of you?
Yeah.
And you can follow. It tells you how fast the plane's going. It tells you what cities you're over. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I usually fly Southwest. There's no screens.
Okay. But anyway, it's called Flight Tracker, and it's fun because you just hit it at any time, and you know exactly where you are, and you know exactly how long it's going to be till you get there or how long you've flown, and it's got a little 3D thing. It's pretty cool.
Jesus.
Anyway, so I'm looking at this thing in front of me, and I notice, hey, we're getting to California.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if we were in Nevada crossing over. Utah doesn't border. But, you know, in that area.
Yeah.
So
Arizona.
I hit the map, and I notice that Half Dome is a ways off.
Sure.
Then I see a place on the map called Tonopa. TONOPAH.
Is it short for to no place?
I don't know. It's Tonopa. I look out the window, okay? And I see this monstrous disc-looking thing on the ground.
Okay.
It looks like a flying saucer, but it's not.
That's what I thought it was.
It's sitting on the ground, and it's silver. And it's shining, but it doesn't look like a solar panel. Anyway, I'm going to hold it up because I took a picture because it was wild. I should have taken the picture sooner, but I didn't think of it. So here I'm going. So this is the picture on YouTube.
I'm sure we can even see it.
I don't know, but anyway,
get to YouTube and Twitch.
I start looking to find out what this thing is, and I have no luck. So then on Tuesday, hold on, Spadoni. On Tuesday, I see my main man, Sal Castaneda, KTVU, And I say, look, I saw this thing. And we started to look. And we could not find what this thing is. It's immense. It is absolutely immense. And it looks like a flying saucer. It's silver. It looks like it's got pieces in it that are concentric. Yeah, that's it. Concentric circles. I can't find out what this thing is. Anyway, 888-957-9570.
Do you want to know my theory?
Hold on. Yeah, let's...
All right. Sorry, Spadone.
Hold on.
I want you guys what you think it is, because I know what it is.
Okay.
I found out.
And let's see how many people listening actually know what I'm talking about. So
well,
go ahead.
If Tonopah is indeed short for To Know Place, then I'm imagining that it is close to either a reservation or one of the Nevada national security sites, which means you may or may not have seen Area 51. That's my theory.
So, but a nuclear site would be, like, there'd be nothing there.
Well, it's not a nuclear site. Area 51 is allegedly housing a lot of extraterrestrials.
I thought that was in New Mexico, though.
Well, Mexico. That's Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, Area 51?
No, Roswell, New Mexico is different from Area 51. You're right, Evan.
Thank you.
Thinking of Roswell.
Thank you, Spadone. Yeah. Go watch Oppenheimer.
Is he right?
No, they are commercial solar farms.
No, it wasn't.
It's a front.
Yes, they are. There's literally everyone saying it right outside of the Las Vegas airport. There's everyone saying this.
It's a front.
Wait, it's a what?
They're commercial solar farms. There's many of them that that border California, Arizona, and everyone's just saying.
Okay, so what I saw, is that one farm or is that multiple farms?
Well, the original farm was only a farm.
I'm not an expert in solar stuff, Sarny. Maybe we can get an expert on here to talk about it, but that is just what they are.
I'm with the 650. Post it on Reddit and so you see what this thing is. You would be surprised the amount of, like, detailed, not always accurate, but detailed and entertaining answers you'd get on there.
Yeah, if it's a solar farm, I need to know whether what I saw was one farm. It had to be one farm. It was one concentric circle.
You can also post our hypotheticals. But I do think, for example, if you're going to post on Reddit, like, sure. What's your biggest, you know, if you could take a sports mulligan. Because that's what George Kittle was asked about in the Dan Patrick show a couple days ago. And what would be the mulligan you'd take in the Super Bowl? And, of course, George Kittle was like, I think we had one turnover. I'd probably take that back.
So you're sticking it to McCaffrey.
Basically.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably pissed off. He just got $20 million guaranteed. The guy fumbled the ball in the biggest game of the year.
Now, Kittle doesn't mess with other guys' money.
No, he also doesn't catch the ball.
Let's go to Rich in Fremont real quick. And here's the one thing I've noticed. We haven't gotten a text or a call about this mystery. Something's going on outside Tonopah that people don't know about it. What's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Evan, what's up, man? Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Look, when I call in, and by the way, ATCO Pest Control pays my money.
Yes, sir. So, and mine.
And Goose.
Okay. When I call in, Steiny, I tend to disagree with you, okay?
That's why you call in so infrequently.
Get him.
You definitely, I am going to get him on this one, okay? Look, Steiny, I may disagree with you, but I got great love for you, brother.
I know you do, Rich. Thank you.
But this is the thing. I got to disagree with you about taking the 73-9 team over the 2022 championship, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because of the fact that the 73-9, you know, everybody knew that we were going to win the title that year.
True.
There was no question.
No doubt.
But the injuries that sustained in those last couple of games caused us to lose that title. And because of that, we lost Kevin Durant. And then there were so many questions as to whether or not this team could put up another title because time was against us. There was no question of that. Okay? And then in 2022, we get the title. And no one had us in it. And we get the title. And we get it without Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why the 2022 championship was much better than the 73-9 season. And not taking anything away from Golden State winning that many games.
I hear you.
But we didn't capture the ultimate prize. And in 2022, we did it, and it's still Steph's team. There's no question of that. So in my opinion, no. You can take the 17-9 because I didn't want us to lose, but we did. Okay. So the 2022 is just much more savior to the palate of the mouth, brother.
Gotcha.
We got it in 2022, and no one picked us. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, man. What Rich is talking about, if you're just joining us, you know me, I love my hypotheticals. God, I love hypotheticals.
Yes, you do.
And I was just thinking about this 2016 year when the Warriors won 73-9, but lost the finals. And I just shouted out, if you're a Warrior fan, would you, I'll give you the 2016 championship, but I'm taking 2022 from you. Are you taking that deal? And Evan said no. And I said I would take it in a heartbeat because you can then claim that you saw the greatest team in history and nobody can ever debate it. Now, I don't think there's a right or wrong on this. It's opinion. But if you said to me, okay, Steiny, would you take the Warriors win in 15, 16, let's say 18 and 19? Or 15, 17, 18, 22, I think I'm taking the first one.
See, I think no matter what, there would be debate. And the reason why, I'll use the Boston Celtics this year as an example. The Boston Celtics I don't know if they'll sweep, but they're going to win the NBA Finals at some point.
All right.
If they sweep, they will have gone 16-2 through the postseason. They are a 64-win regular season team. They have the third or fourth best, I forget, net rating in the history of basketball. In fact, I actually think it's slightly better, if not in the same category, as the 73-win team. The best team by net rating or by metrics is the 96 Bulls.
All right.
Who did finish it off, and they won the championship. They won 72 games. I just feel like nobody would ever put, in my opinion, no one is going to put these Boston Celtics in the same category as the 73-win Warriors. I would take that team instantaneously to beat these Celtics, even though they didn't win the chip. I just feel like there's debate no matter what. Even if they had won the title, which what they were expected to, there would still be people coming out of the woodwork saying, well, the 96 Bulls would have, bludgeon these guys, and this Warriors team couldn't play back in those days. Or if there's a future team that wins 70 games, wins the title. It's the beauty of sports, but it's also just what happens. Like, yes, you're right. They would have everything on their resume. But I also think the Boston Celtics have a lot of things on their resume right now that puts them in the same category as other historic teams that I myself would not consider them a part of. They have the number one offensive rating in the history of basketball. And I don't think that they're in the same class as some of the greatest teams ever.
I got to answer. We might have answers. Let's go to John in the 650.
Oh, on the dish?
Yes, on the dish. Well, it's not a dish.
Yes.
Hello, John.
Hello. How are you?
Dynamite. So you know what I'm talking about.
I think I have a good theory. They are mirrors. They are mirrors that are reflecting the sun that are hitting a tank full of water that boils the water to create the steam to drive a generator.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
John, my theory.
All right, that's your theory. Thank you, John.
What do you do, John?
Well, I'm the scientist.
Who the hell's John?
Well, let's go to Tony. Tony in Richmond says he thinks
the
he knows.
Answer we've got.
And let's see if John was right. Hey, Tony, you think you know what I'm talking about?
Of course I do.
Oh, sweet. Give it to me.
Yeah, John was close, but first off, it's called, the town is Tonopah.
Okay. All right.
It's an Indian town called Tonopah. And a mirror, no, that was a UFO you saw, Steiny. That was it. As a spaceship from outer space.
Yeah, it's so disappointing, Tony. So disappointing.
What do you mean?
He's just kidding.
I know he's kidding.
And he's making a horse's behind out of me.
Oh.
And now we still don't have the answer. We got to rely on John.
Well, then we do have the answer. It's a mirror.
Well,
to create steam for generators.
Listen,
it's not as sexy as
I used to be a journalist. We always needed two sources before it became a fact. And John,
well, this is new media, Steiny.
I think John might be right, but I need, that's it. He said it was a theory. He even acknowledged he wasn't 100% sure. So now we've been talking about it for 25 minutes, and you know what? Nobody knows. Nobody knows what that thing was.
Kind of, you're wrong, buddy.
No, I'm not wrong. Then somebody tell me what it was.
Watch the game again.
Somebody tell me what it was.
Watch the game again, then, Tiny.
I think you saw Area 51. I seriously do. Or part of it. Mm-hmm. It's probably all underground. But
anyway,
you got to keep the aliens cool.
I'm in an airplane going from Philadelphia to San Francisco, and we're kind of near the California border, near a town called Tonopah. I don't even believe that he knows that he was just trying to schnooker us. Anyway, I saw this monster structure of what looked like metallic concentric circles. It was huge. I took a photo of it, and I held the photo up to the YouTube, and I said, can somebody tell me what this thing was or is? And as far as I'm concerned right now, I still don't have an answer. We don't have an answer.
And I think that's what the government wants you to believe.
Well, I do think that's a possibility. Look, Spadoni's... When's the last time Spadoni's ever been flummoxed?
He's perplexed back there.
Said what it was.
What'd you say?
It's a solar farm.
Okay, and my question was I looking at one solar farm, or was that big disc multiple farms?
It's all right near each other. It's one farm. So, like, if you've ever been on an actual farm with, like, there's, like, apple trees sometimes, and they got some flowers over here.
But let me tell you something, Joe. One of the things I love to do when I'm flying is look out the window at terrain. I love it. It's something I just love.
Well, you weren't looking out the window.
Yes, I was.
You were looking at your screen.
No. I was looking at the screen in front of me and then out the window to try to figure out what was near this thing that I could then tell people. So here's the other thing, Spadoni. I've been looking out windows of airplanes for, I would say, 20 years. I've never seen anything like it. That leads me to believe there aren't multiple of these things around. So I'm questioning whether there really are more solar farms, if that's one. I think if it is a solar farm, I think there's only one of them.
There's definitely more than one solar farm, but
you don't even know what a solar farm is. You have never heard that term up until 15 minutes ago. Do not act like you know.
Isn't a solar farm just a large grouping of solar panels that are made to harvest the sun, a.k.a. a solar farm? I could be wrong about this. That might be what Big Brother wants me to believe. And that, I think, is what in a weird place that Big Brother wanted you to believe, Steiny, that this big saucer-looking item or, I don't know, thing, it's, you know what it is?
What?
It's a diversion. It's a diversion from where your attention actually needed to be, which was somewhere around the desert that has the answers to all of our country's mysteries in regards to extraterrestrial research. But you're so locked into this saucer-looking thing that you missed the entire boat.
Let's go to Francisco in San Jose. He says he can answer the dish. Hey, Francisco.
Hey,
buddy.
It's called the Crescent Dune Solar Energy Project. Okay. It is 190 miles near Tonopah.
Okay. You know what? I believe you, Francisco. Thank you for the call, but I got another question. I got another question. So apparently it's the Crescent Dune Solar Energy Project. What's the project? What is the project? What is going on out there? I think we got issues out there.
Isn't that just a solar farm? A solar energy project. Spadoni told us 20 minutes ago.
It sounds to me like they're working on something out there that they're not finished with, and they don't even know what it's going to do or what it's doing now.
I think over the course of this conversation, you're Luka Doncic. You picked up six fouls. And the solar farm, count the bucket, all right? That is the exact definition of a solar farm.
So it has the concentric circles. That's part of being a solar farm. Okay, well, good. You know what? Hey, you young people need to understand this. I'll tell you a little story about the five-minute fool and the lifetime fool. Have you ever heard that story?
No, I've heard the old bull and the young bull.
No, I've heard that one too. I heard that recently.
Yeah, now, the 5 minute misuses that, by the way.
The 5 minute fool versus the lifetime fool.
Nadal and Alcaraz.
Okay. I saw something out the plane window and I didn't know what it was. And I asked what it was. And I got a lot of ridicule. And I got a lot of teasing. And I got a lot of laughter at my expense.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was a fool for 5 minutes. Last 5 minutes, I've been a fool. However,
yeah, 20.
If I don't ask the question, I never find out what those things are, that solar farm, and I remain unknowing of that for the rest of my life, which makes me a lifetime fool because I never did find out what it was. So you know what? I'll take 5 minutes of ridicule and feel good that it is the Crescent Dunes Solar Energy Project.
Shut up. You want to read that last message from the 650 on the Xfinity Mobile text line? I think it's pretty spot on.
Steiny is doing to Evan that one?
Yeah.
Steiny is doing to Evan what Goo does to Steiny. The last caller was Willard, and now Steiny believes. Let's go to Paulie in San Francisco. Wrap this up.
By that one.
You think Brett Boone knows what that thing was?
10 minutes.
What's up, Paulie?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, taking my call real quick.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to confirm Stoney, the man. He knows what's going on. You guys got to listen to him a little bit more often. And Francisco as well.
Okay.
The affirmation is it's called the Crescent Dunes Solar Energy Project. This is a easy thing if you ever look up Wikipedia or if you're a Google Maps enthusiast like myself.
Hey, Paulie, am I detecting a tone there?
Yes.
Come on, you're my man. What are you talking about? I love to hear you. Let's go at it, big guy. Hey, so first and foremost, though, it does look like a UFO project, and it probably is, but they're just calling it the Crescent Dunes Energy Project.
That's what I said from the start.
Okay,
you're
right. You can do whatever you want, but we're going to believe what we're going to believe, okay? Thanks for taking my call.
Sir.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You know, I thought I did check with Google and I couldn't find out. So, of course, you can go to Google. You know what, though? That's the art that is lost on the young generation.
Google?
I could look on Google and I could get my answer. But you know what was a more rewarding life experience? Conversing with people using words and having dialogue and going back and forth. So, I appreciate the call from Francisco and Paulie, and that was far more fulfilling in getting that answer. Google. You gotta Google it.
You know, I think that actually makes you closer to the younger generation than you think, because you chose not to do your own research, and you just took the opinions of everybody else who just called into the show. And I do believe them, because Fedoni also told us at the very beginning what it was.
No, he was not right. He said solar farm.
We can run the tape after Brett. Yeah. We can run the tape after Brett Boone.
But you didn't know any specifics. Crescent Dunes Energy.
I'm not a scientist. I graduated from San Francisco State with a radio degree.
That's one of those.
Glasses.
That's one of those Joey Crawfords coming out. No bucket. No bucket.
You know, you were doing the fool analogy. I'd like to go back to Obi-Wan Kenobi in A New Hope, Star Wars Episode 1.
Actually, that
didn't see that one.
It's in the future.
Who's more foolish, Steiny?
Yeah.
The fool or the fool who follows him?
Yeah. Sit on that one for a while.
Does the fool who's following him know that it's a fool he's following? That would be my question.
You just answered a question with a question.
And here's the...
He's too old.
Here's the... And by the way, if you're out there and you've listened to the first 2 hours of the show, I'm going to state a fact that you probably will understand, puts two and two together. The boss is sick today.
Yes, he is.
The boss not in the office today. So does it all become clear now?
Well, I also believe one of his kids is graduating today, right?
Who graduates on a Thursday?
I don't want to say the wrong name, but one of the younger Higgins is graduating today.
Buddy? What are the Higgins? Higgin has kids?
Shout out to the boss and specifically his child that is graduating.
You got to go, my brother.
Brett Boone.
Yes. Hey, listen, we're talking baseball on the other side. Trust me, with Brett Boone.
You think he's heard of Crescent Dunes?
We're not going to do that. It's not going to be the old Michael Irvin. Have you ever been to Idaho?
Yeah, he's played in a lot of markets, Steiny. I think he
I'll tell you what.
You might have some takes.
Tonopah's got a big, big stadium. Like, it's vast, if you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, he'd make it look small, though.
All right, Brett Boone on the other side. And that segment was brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.